every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Welcome, you're listening to Sports Econ 101, the show where we discuss sports topics from a business perspective. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Michael McDowd, Mike McDowd, and Russell Jackson. Not sure if he's going to make it today. At each commercial break, we're going to ask a trivia question. We do have a special guest coming on in the next segment who has been on the show before. Michael, who's going to be our guest coming on?
Well, first of all, listen, perfect guest, perfect topic, perfect timing, and perfect event coming up. Super Bowl is just around the corner. Our special guest is the one and only. This is just a minor kind of build up for our guest, the great Jamie Williams, aka Dr. Jamie Williams. Played for the 49ers, among one of the teams he played for. And man, we're going to talk about him. Not only is he a 49er, he's a Super Bowl world champion. So he's got the experience, the know-how. He's going to break it down. He's going to shake it down. And we're going to have some fun.
Definitely going to have some fun. And yeah, one of the questions I want to ask Jamie when he comes on in the next segment is how the role of the tight end has changed since Jamie played, because it seems like it's changed quite a bit. And I heard that there was a little article in the San Francisco Bay Area magazine, because they're being played in Stadium. Guess how much some rentals that are like high end, what's the most they're getting for a week for a rental in a high end place in San Francisco Bay Area? Take a guess.
Rental? Let's go.
40,000. $500,000
for a week. I'm way off.
I was going to say, I'll rent my place way out. I'll rent it out for 2 weeks for that. All right, audience, stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be right back.
Palio Restaurant's been the premier Italian restaurant serving downtown San Francisco since 1990. Palio features fine Italian fare and a Wine Spectator award-winning wine list, so there's no surprise it's been voted best Italian restaurant in the SF Weekly this year. Palio has consistently been voted one of the best restaurants in San Francisco by San Francisco locals. Palio's been in business for over 30 years and recently went through a complete remodel. Our guests can expect to receive the same excellence in food and service that has sustained us for over 30 years in a brand new and more modern space. Our 250-plus seat restaurant includes seating in four distinct spaces, making social distancing while dining easy in our establishment. All precautions are taken by staff to ensure a safe dining experience. Open Monday through Saturdays. Reservations are recommended. Visit paliosf.com to view our menus and make a reservation today.
voted Best Natural Hot Springs in Calistoga by Travel and Leisure magazine, Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs has been providing wellness, relaxation, and good times since 1952. Rooted in Calistoga's rich history, a new spa garden and outdoor living reveals why Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs is the place to stay. Come visit us in beautiful Calistoga and experience our special mud baths and healing mineral waters. It's no wonder USA Today voted Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs as the best wine country hotel. You won't find a more relaxing time than staying in our exquisite rooms and experiencing the awesome spa temperature mineral springs. Call 707-942-4102 or visit drwilkinson.com. That's drwilkinson.com.
The Elk Cove Inn, voted number one of 77 bed and breakfasts in Mendocino County, invites you to explore one of the most romantic boutique hotels on the Northern California coast. This one-of-a-kind ocean view inn is part bed and breakfast, part homestead and sustainable farm. The Elk Cove Inn goes above and beyond to offer a home away from home experience with unpretentious comfort, complete amenities, beautiful gardens and grounds, breakfast in bed, fine dining experience, and a day spa. Be prepared to relax, unwind, and recharge. Our spectacular ocean view rooms and cottages welcome you with a gift basket, champagne, and delicious breakfast. Enjoy the afternoon with a bonfire, wine, cheese, and games. A favorite for romantic getaways, the Elk Cove Inn is also a popular destination for reunions and business gatherings. Go to elkcoveinn.com for reservations. That's elkcoveinn.com.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown, along with Mike McDowell. Mike, please introduce our special guest, who's very special because not only was he a football player, but he is quite the intelligence aficionado, as we were talking about Socrates and Plato and
And don't forget Xenophon. You keep leaving out Xenophon.
Don't forget him. With an X.
I'll use this word. The truly incomparable. He's a one-of-a-kind guy. Last time he was on, I called him a Renaissance man. But he's more than that. What I like about our guest, Dr. Jamie Williams, former San Francisco 49ers. He's never a former 49er. You're always a 49er, I guess, Jamie. And, the one thing about getting to know you a little bit, when Jamie and I met back when he was the athletic director of the Academy of Art University in San Francisco. But the one thing is evident when I was behind the desk when he was the man and I'm sitting here on the other side looking at him having the conversation, he was great. We've talked on the phone. We've been on the show. He's a real guy. I mean, he's a genuine guy. And I think, Jamie, that comes across so beautifully. You played the NFL. You could be all high and mighty and this and that, but you're a regular guy. And I mean that in the best compliment possible. So we love having you on the show. Welcome.
That is a great compliment. I tell people I'm just a farm boy from Iowa trying to make his way through the universe. You know what I'm saying? Learning as I go. But then I run to a guy, Matt Dude, and that's my deal. I like to deal with dudes, right? And then we got Ebron here. I mean, chilling up in San Rafael. It's you guys are homeboys, man. And I appreciate that. Anytime you have a platform to kind of inspire somebody, you want to do that.
You know, it's funny. I still remember. For some reason, I don't remember why I was watching this, but it was the night before you guys won the Super Bowl, and it was in New Orleans, and the camera was on you. And someone, I guess you were either showing people around, or they were just checking things out, going, okay, so we got Jamie Williams here, and you had your dreadlocks at the time, and it was very entertaining. You're just having a lot of fun, and then you seem very relaxed. And at that point, I go, yeah, of course the 49ers are going to win that game. But I don't remember which Super Bowl was that. Was that against Denver?
Super Bowl 20. It was against Denver. It was Super Bowl 24, I believe. And it was interesting because probably a rare experience of going in at halftime knowing you're going to get a ring. You know what I'm saying? Because you're like, you know, they can't climb out of the, you know, climb out of the dish we just threw them in. And it was interesting. Again, I was really sheltered, you know, from a Midwest perspective until I left the University of Nebraska and got into the big city. So everything for me was sponging and watching, observing, and experiencing. You know, I had no big city background, but I was well read. You know, so I was really into things. I remember Warren Moon, who I talked to last week for about an hour. We're still very tight, and Warren's like, you know, we were talking about the time when we played the Eagles. You know, it was my first time to Philly, and they were talking Philly cheesesteak sandwiches. And I was talking, we got to go see the Liberty Bell. And they thought I was nuts. But by the time the plane landed, Warren's like, are you still going to see the Liberty Bell? You know, and so he went with me. It was pretty cool. This whole deal with these young people going in and getting to the level of the Super Bowl is bananas, because you cannot do that without having some luck on your side. I don't know a team that's gone undefeated or had a high schedule where there weren't games that they could have lost.
Well, yeah, and Jamie, bring it home a little bit more, because you mentioned it beautifully. Here you are, a kid from Davenport, Iowa. You know, you're a Midwest grass-fed, you know, big dude. You go to a neighboring state, the University of Nebraska, to play Cornhusker football, which at the time was, you know, the best of the best. It's yes. The Indiana of today.
Absolutely.
I always rooted for Nebraska against Oklahoma, just so you know.
Well, that was part of the reason I went to Nebraska, was that they play Oklahoma every year around Thanksgiving. And I grew up watching those games. And I was like, man, I get to participate in that. And then also they were automatically, if they won the conference, goes to the Orange Bowl. And I was born in Florida. So I was like, man, yes, I'll sign.
In fact, wasn't it 1971? They said the greatest game ever played was Nebraska.
Well, that was with Johnny Rogers in Oklahoma. And it was a crazy game. I remember watching that live as a kid.
Yeah.
And I didn't know. We had a bunch of great athletes in the Quad Cities. But, man, Johnny Rogers, what he was able to do is like, is this dude human? Now, going to that, I'm going to go ahead. I'm gonna make this announcement, because I just got news. Well, I had news of it before, but it kind of officially came out today that my Davenport neighbor, classmate, high school, college roommate, and 49er teammate Roger Craig is going into the college. I mean, not the college, in the Canton Hall of Fame, NFL. So I'm so happy for him. I can't hardly contain myself. It's you know, because I knew him as a, you know, shoot, in first grade. You know what I'm saying? And in junior high, it wasn't an easy path for him, because they were great athletes in the Quad Cities at that time. Yeah. And he really had to work, and he never gave up that work ethic. And he definitely deserves the accolades and the honor.
That's amazing that two of you grow up together and eventually play on the same team. That's
not only that, and I got to give you a compliment, Jamie. Not only did you guys grow up Here you come from Davenport, Iowa. You're a multiple sport high school athlete. And then we're going to talk about something that is near and dear to your heart. But you and Roger Craig are probably some of the two best looking dudes there ever was. So what's the real deal? When you two got together, it must have been double trouble, man, in San Francisco. Can you tell any family stories?
Oh my God, a little bit. So first, I'll tell you a quick story. So you know, he was, you know, Hayden Fry, who ended up at Iowa, the head coach. Wasn't there when I was getting recruited. They had another guy that couldn't win. And so I go to Nebraska, even though I wanted to play basketball at Iowa. I mean, they were recruiting me for hoops. And but I knew football is what I was really good at as well. And so I go to Nebraska, and then Roger was a year behind me. And so Roger's getting recruited, calls me up, and he said, I don't know, Jamie. I mean, they're really pushing with me on Iowa, families down the street. And I go, okay, so Roger, I says, you got to think about this. Okay, you go to Iowa. I said, who blocked for you in elementary? Who blocked for you in junior high? Who blocked for you in high school when we're undefeated? So who's going to block for you there? And he said, he pauses, goes, you got a good point. He's coming to Nebraska, which was awesome. Great. But then fast forward, we're done with, and I redshirted my freshman year. I was at first class that you could redshirt freshman. And so then Roger and I ended up finishing together. And they wanted to redshirt him, but he got a couple guys in front of him got hurt. And so we ended up having to play. And they said, hey man, this dude is ready to go. Right. So we go to
Can you finish that story in just a second? We got to cut to a quick break here. First sure. trivia question. Again, if you know the answer, don't say anything quite yet until we get right back from the break. Which car company owns the luxury brand Lamborghini? Which car company owns the luxury brand Lamborghini? I hope they didn't sold it, because then the answer would be wrong. All right, audience, stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be right back.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, that's 800-620-1624.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Edward Brown here along with Mike McDowell and our special guest, Jamie Williams, former, or I hate using the word former 49er, but you're not playing right now, so we'd say former tight end for the 49ers during their Super Bowl runs when they won them. Sorry, they haven't won them for a while here.
Yeah, Jesus.
Trivia question. Which car company owns the luxury brand Lamborghini?
Jamie?
Okay, I'll give a guess. I would say Fiat.
That would have been a good guess, but that's not right. But go ahead, Mike.
Okay.
Hyundai?
No, it's Volkswagen.
That was a joke. I said Hyundai. What?
Yeah, Volkswagen. Oh, wow. I know. Really?
I didn't know that. I never knew that.
So I wasn't far off when I said Hyundai.
I mean, my new Fiat was putting out Formula One cars, so I figured they'd do something exactly. Like that.
Did you guys see that movie Formula One with Brad Pitt? Did you guys see that movie?
I haven't seen it yet. Is it?
Is that good? Especially I saw it in the theater. I don't normally go to the theater very much, but in the theater, the roar, the sound, that, Jamie, that's a great movie. You got to see that movie.
Ford versus Ferrari. I did see that one. That was pretty good. Maybe it's more. Hey, just for fun, I'm going to tell you a cute joke. Okay, you ready? So did you know that my wife worships me? She puts burnt offerings in front of me every night.
Oh, jeez.
That's just where did
that come from?
My wife is an excellent cook.
is that some social media stuff? What was that? Hey, listen, let me finish that register, because I think you guys will like it, because it's authentic. And I always believe that you got to be able to, when you go where the cameras don't go, that's when you get the real, you know, the real football stuff, right? And so Roger and I are both playing in the Hula Bowl, All-Star game, after we finish in Nebraska. And our two running mates are Eric Dickerson and Dan Marino. And so you're talking about, you know, looking good and being cool and stuff. And so we're bar hopping all over Honolulu, and we're doing okay, right? So me and Raj, right? We're doing okay. And so at the end of the night, Dan Marino goes, "Hey, Dick, ask him." And Dickerson said, no, man, you asked him. You brought it up. No, you asked him. So they go back and forth. And I says, "Hey, man, no, what's up? What do you need to know?" And they're like, "Wait. You guys didn't grow up in the big city, but how did you get in Iowa? I mean, they actually got black people in Iowa? You were dead serious?" And we must have laughed 15 minutes, man. And so it was like, they thought we were like city dudes. They were like, no, we ride horses and we get tadpoles and fish for work. I mean, and fish in the Great River. So
you just had.
So it's interesting that they were city boys and they just couldn't understand how we could be COOL. Cool.
Exactly.
They couldn't get their arms around it. Because we were having a little bit better luck than they were.
Oh, that's funny.
So I'll let you read between lines on that one.
He was such a good quarterback. He just could never win the big one, you know, well, especially against the 49ers. But,
yeah. No. I mean, so listen, it's Super Bowl week. Jamie, I don't like to ask you the typical questions, but it is a Super Bowl, and you are the man because, listen, you're the 0.05%. I mean, how many people win a Super Bowl? It's not even 1%. So you have this unique experience that pretty much none of us have. Take us through what it is like, I guess, two perspectives. A, the actual game week preparation, and then maybe take us through the walk, what it is like to go as a player and then a player who's retired, because you got to have different perspectives and takes on it, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. So when you're a player and you're going through it, it's very surreal. I mean, you have games, you play in big places, but everybody in the world stops, you know, for the Super Bowl. And you have all kinds of celebrities, people you saw on TV, people you hope to meet one day, and they're all just walking by and they have you on the stage. I mean, you're the rock star. And it's a very crazy experience. And for the key for coaches is to keep them focused on the prize at hand. And so get stuff. They want you to have fun, but yet, you know, when it comes down to the game, you got to get dead serious. And the Niners are pretty good at that, you know, especially if you go back and look at their little special they got on their history that's on AMC. It's very good. I know all those guys. And of course, I was very fortunate to be one of the crewmen on the ship, you know, as it sailed, right? Because those guys, Roger got drafted there. So I came there as a free agent. And the great Bill Walsh, you know, brought me in. I mean, he's the one who recruited me there, which was awesome, basically, to hear him talk and then for me to interview him for his for my master's thesis and my doctoral dissertation. He was such an academic, such a forward thinker, and he kind of injected that into his players as well, you know. And it was just a very special place. So the Niners handled it really well, I thought, in terms of going to the Super Bowl and keep going to the Super Bowl with that regime. Now, in terms of afterwards, when you retire and you walk away from the game, you start doing other things. I was just telling my wife, I said, it's hard for me to believe I actually played that game. You know, I'm watching guys flying around, knocking each other down and going through near misses. And it's like, wow, I used to be in the middle of that. And as a tight end, I was definitely in the middle of it.
But when the interesting thing is, you know, when you played, it wasn't powder puff. I mean, I'm not trying to diss the game today, but just to make it really simple, right? There's so much protection of players, which there should be. And there's so many flags, right? I mean, you know, you look back at when you were playing, it's like, you know, hey, all gloves are off in a way. You know, you get tackled.
Are you either going to be the hammer or are you going to be the nail? And it was very, very raw. And they said, if you go down the middle and you catch the ball, you better turn into a ball. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because the heat's coming. Because there's no targeting pill. And these in the quarterbacks, man, they were getting slammed, you know, one or two counts after the play's over. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I had to deal with it, right? So it is a little rougher now. I do know that when I look at the game now and the way I played, if I had that type of game they have now with the free releases as a receiver and the defense can't do much to you, I'd have played 20 years instead of 12 years. And so it was amazing because now you see tight ends just run down the field free. You know, all I got to do is get up, catch the ball, right? Back then, man, you're getting molested trying to get out, coming out of the line, you know? And it was some great tight ends during my era. Amazing tight ends.
Yeah. 12 years, though, I mean, that's a long time. That's still, you know, especially, I mean, specifically in football, you know, the average is only like 3.5 years. I don't know. How long is the average player who's a tight end, though? I don't know.
That's very interesting because to me, the tight end has always been kind of the Navy SEAL of the offense. And you can say that about the linebacker on defense. And so there's certain special qualities you have to have sustainability as a player there. You know, you can catch a few balls, boom, boom, then you get hit, and then you can't block anybody, right? Or you can block some people, but they can't throw the ball to you. So but you can play if you got the two qualities. You can go in the trenches and you can catch the ball consistently to move the chains. You can play a long time as a tight end, but you have to be tenacious. You have to be,
well, the perfect segue for you on that one is what I have found out about you is that, of course, I know because I met you behind the desk. You ran the athlete. You're a doctor. You got your PhD, but you're an academic. But here's the deal with you, which I think really cool. Speaking of relating to people, you are a comic book aficionado. And you love the comics. Okay, where am I going with this one? So you just said it. You're a Navy SEAL, but you took on characters as a tight end Who was the character that you embodied the most? Was it the Hulk? Was it Spider-Man? Was it Batman? Superman? Who was it?
Oh, it was definitely Web Slinger. Definitely Spider-Man. I actually got an email about that today. A text about that today. But yeah, definitely. I am comic books, one, helped me increase my imagination, creativity, growing up. And then since for good, you know? I was really into it. I would really go into it. And that was that led me to reading novels, and I continue to read comic books just because when you go into a game, you got to go into your alter ego. You know, you have to do that because you don't want to go on a date or something afterwards and you're still that crazy dude on the field. So you had to be able to code change in a way. Right. And if Spider-Man, Peter Parker, if he takes his mask off, he's just trying to hold on to a job and keep, Mary Jane happy. But when he puts that mask on, he's the crime fighter.
That's it. Hold on. Our second trivia question is kind of almost related to this. excuse me. Which classic video game, not exactly comics, but which classic video game requires you to rescue Princess Peach? You will have heard. This is not something that you guys would go, I've never even heard of this. You'll have heard of it. Stay with us. Sports Econ 101. Be right back.
At the heart of San Francisco lies the Axiom Hotel. Located in the heart of Union Square, the Axiom Hotel blends a sense of history with modern touches. Our spacious accommodations are comfortable and created with a soft ambiance. With state-of-the-art amenities such as a core fitness center and in-room espresso and coffee. Guest reviews rave about the staff, as well as how quiet the hotel is. So you can get a good night's sleep and rest up for a day of shopping at the best stores San Francisco has to offer. Just steps from the Powell Street cable car turnaround, the Axiom Hotel is ideal for exploring downtown San Francisco. Check out axiomhotel.com for our specials and vacation packages and book online today. That's axiomhotel.com or call 415-392-9466. That's 415-392-9466. The Axiom Hotel San Francisco.
Protect your home and auto by bundling them with Progressive, and you'll have a little less to worry about. But we know you'll find other things to worry about. Like that text you just got from your boss. Hey, call me when you get a sec. Hey, call me when you get a sec. Hey, call me when you get a sec. Oh, hey, call me when you get a sec. Yeah, this is bad. Oh, well, at least you protected your home and auto with Progressive, so you don't have to worry about that. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Mountain Mike's Pizza. You've heard our phrase, pizza the way it ought to be. But did you know that our famous pepperoni large pizza has over 100 pieces of pepperoni on it? Our dough and shredded cheese are made fresh daily, never frozen. Having a party? We have a great room for parties and a video arcade with tickets and prizes for kids, located at 2100 4th Street in San Rafael. You'll enjoy your pizza the way it ought to be. Call us at 415-454-4300. That's Mountain Mike's Pizza in San Rafael.
Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa provides guests with an all-lakefront hotel in South Lake Tahoe, where every lodge room and condominium has a view of the lake and mountains. Enjoy fewer crowds and the fall leaves at the Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa in beautiful Lake Tahoe, where it is the perfect time to be hiking. Hotel rooms offer lodge pine furnishings, gas fireplaces, and a full lake view. Condominiums offer private bedroom, full kitchen, and living area with a fireplace. Guests can also relax or play on over 500 feet of private beach and enjoy a dip in the outdoor heated pool and hot tub that are also lakeside. Call 800-448-4577 or go to TahoeLakeshoreLodge.com to make your reservations today. That's TahoeLakeshoreLodge.com. Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown. Not last time, one more time, because the next time's the last time. Edward Brown here along with Mike McDowell, our special guest, Jamie Williams. Second trivia question, which classic video game requires you to rescue Princess Peach? It's a very popular one. I think it may be the most popular video game.
Dragons and whatever, Dungeons and Dragons. I don't know.
Let's say Super Mario Brothers.
That makes sense. I was going to say Sonic Hedgehog, but I don't know the story.
you know, Jamie, of course, our special guest, Jamie Williams, Dr. Jamie Williams, so happy to have you coast to coast, border to border, and around the world with our U.S. military right here on this great show. And Jamie, I really think we just talked about your love of cartoons and comics. And I truly believe that you would have, and you probably still could do it today in some fashion, but could you imagine wearing that 49ers uniform and underneath was a Spider-Man uniform? So in other words, you take the thing off like, hey, Jamie, really, Spider-Man is Jamie Williams and Jamie Williams is Spider-Man. So could you imagine the marketing dollars that you could go for?
Oh, today it would be crazy, because it got crazy when I came out with that when I was with the Oilers. But both at the Niners and the Oilers, I did wear Spider-Man T-shirt underneath, you know, my pads. So I always did that. And one quick one, when I was with the, was I with the Niners? Oh man, I can't remember if I was with the Niners or the Oilers, but we're playing in New York, the Giants. And I was there, these guys told me to come out early. And you gotta come out, you gotta come out. I was like, man, I don't go out this early. No, but just come out this time, do it this time. So I go out and there's a guy dressed in a Spider-Man costume, and he was sent by Stan Lee, the great Stan Lee, and he gives me an autographed picture of Stan Lee, from Stan Lee, and we do a photo op, right? And and they give me a comic book that he put me in the comic book.
Really?
Yes, I had the dread. I had the dreads. And at the end of this the episode where after Peter Parker took care of the bad guy, he's calling Mary Jane. He's sitting on his couch with he's talking to Mary Jane. He said, I can't hang out tonight. I'm hanging out with my friend Jamie Williams. And then there's a picture of me on animated or cartoon TV with my dreads. And he's like, I was like, this is too good.
That's too great. Good. I guess they just knew that you were a big Spider-Man aficionado.
Well, I did this deal where they had me transform into Spider-Man on HBO when they did the Inside the NFL, and so Stan Lee jumped on it, and it was a cool deal. The guys loved it, you know, they absolutely loved it.
Well, but Jamie, the fact of the matter is you've always been cool. I mean, you're a trailblazer, a pioneer. You have all these adjectives describe what I'm about to say next. I know you've never been asked this before, and I'm full of you know what. But you were the first guy in the NFL to wear dreadlocks. I'm pretty sure of that. Is this true?
No, that is correct. That is correct. Yeah, that is correct. Yeah. Well, you guys are cool dudes. We're pretty much the same generation. And we can, you know, we didn't have social media. We didn't have camera phones. We didn't have all of that, you know, texting. But we had imagination and we had creativity. And that's what separated, in my opinion. And I was down in Jamaica with Warren. He invited me to go down because the NFL was doing something. I go down there and we met some Rastafarian guys. And they just was all enamored with me because I was all buffed up because it was 2 weeks before training camp. And they're like, dude, what do you do? What do you eat? And they said, oh, the dreads, they would look good on you. You should do it, man. And I was like, okay, I'll see if I can do this. And at the same time, you know, you talked about Spider-Man, but one of my other big comic book heroes was Conan the Barbarian.
Oh.
So that's part of the dreads. I do the dreads so that, you know, I look barbarian, right? I would go to other teams and I'd take my helmet off right by the linebackers and stand there right by them and during pregame. And so those dudes would not even look at me because they'd never seen that. They didn't know if I was Samoan, Jamaican, from the University of Mars, like Otis Sistrunk. They didn't know what I was.
did you get teased at all about it, or how did what kind of reaction?
Yeah. Yeah, the fans, you know, the fans love to get involved in anything. Yeah, you know, obviously the hometown crowd loved it. And then when I go to other places, they were always yelling, you know, get drug test, Williams. Give him a drug test now. You know, they would do all this stuff. And then when I cut the dreads, cut them, I'd go to the same place. And they're like, Williams, you're a sellout. You sold out to the man. We're the dreads. You can't win. But so anyway.
Jamie, I was a sportscaster near LA, and I was doing a sports talk show, and I read a story. Oh, Jamie Williams, and I remember this comment, and I'm like, well, that's kind of an asinine thing to say, and I don't know, you probably know about it, but Jerry Glanville commented about your dreads one time. Do you remember what he said? Man, it was like, I said, Coach, you got to be kidding me.
I don't remember him saying anything negative. I think people may have taken it, but he loved it. And he said the NFL, and here's a true story. The NFL was drug testing me. They were drug testing me, without consent. You know, you only do so because I had dreads. They didn't know what was going on, man. If I'm a drug dealer, what's going on? And then at the same time, I was doing promotional talks for the DEA in Texas. And these guys are drug testing me. I'm like, man, I don't do that stuff. This is to be cool on the dance floor. And Glanville told the NFL to stop drug testing me and says, we don't care what his hair is like. As long as he does what he's doing on the field, we're good. So it's interesting. Again, it's folklore, it's myth. It's all those things that make people do things because they can't figure it out. And they're too afraid to go up and, you know, ask why or... give me some insight.
I heard that having dread locks, it gives you a positive result on the drug testing.
Exactly. It was so funny. I said, they can drug test me every week. I don't care. It doesn't bother me now because that's not my area. You know. I was cool on the dance floor though.
That's all really matters, you know. You had all the right moves. You know, any given Sunday, you wrote, of course, you were part of that film. But, you know, I want to get to that. But, you know, it is a Super Bowl, and I think it's very important to talk about this. And I told you when we spoke off the air, so I'm going to bring up a topic that I think you're going to probably chime in now. Oh, by the way, the Seattle, the Seahawks, and the Patriots are playing in the Super Bowl. But we're going to fast forward all that stuff. Here's the deal. Where is this game being played? The Bay Area, San Francisco, Santa Clara, whatever. The San Francisco Bay Area is probably one of the greatest music scenes in the history of mankind. So where am I going with this? The halftime show is going to be with some dude named Bad Bunny. Bad Bunny, which is really controversial. Everybody's talking about it. Why am I talking about this? Well, who... I think us three, we don't care about Bad Bunny. I know a lot of young people don't care about Bad Bunny. But let me get to the point. This is the, 60th Super Bowl? They had the 50th 10 years ago. Why don't they have, like, incredible, unreal bands like Santana, Journey, you know, the Grateful Dead, Starship, Huey Lewis. I mean, the list goes on. The Tubes, all these great bands. It would be called the Sound of San Francisco. Am I losing something here? Is common sense out the window? The most iconic sound of the history of rock and roll, and you're not embracing it? Any thoughts on that?
Yeah. I see where you're going with that, and I would say this, and you're absolutely right about the musicians in the Bay Area historically, and I've got a chance to meet a bunch of them, became great friends with Huey Lewis and this guy and his news, and there's great history there. I think the deal is those guys are older than me, right? And so sometimes to get them to come and excite, because you got to remember the NFL is one of the biggest marketers in the world, right? It's all about the brand, right? And so there's I'm going to use a topic of one of my midterms when I was getting my master's. And the question was, does society follow art or does art follow society? And I was one of the only people in the class to get it right. And the answer is both. And so So we got a lot of stuff going on, you know, politically, immigration, all kinds of stuff going on, man. That's in the news. And then you got this. I've never heard of Bad Bunny song. I'm gonna watch it. You know, but I'm not the young people, right? I'm not that. I'm old school, but I know how they market, right? And if there's an interest there, and they could drive up, you know, people to watch this, that's the key, right? Now they may have some of those bands that we know and love, you know, at parties, you know, during the week next week, you know, playing. You know, you can still get some of your stuff going on there. But again, they need to have somebody that is kind of a lightning rod in a way. How they came up with it, I don't know. My daughter had to educate me on Bad Bunny. And I don't know. You know, I'm an old school guy forever.
I hope she shows up in a dress just to make it even that much more ridiculous.
Yeah, and I just hope they play the game, let people enjoy themselves. Don't bring a lot of negative junk to it, because we don't need that, man. We're supposed to be the greatest country on the planet, so show up and be that, and stop, you know, separating people.
Yeah, and then the greatest music on the planet. And I mean, no matter how you look at it,
music on the planet. Bingo.
Yeah, true.
You're on, man.
The greatest rock and roll era, but definitely, you know, hails from the Bay Area. I mean, it's, and some people could argue it, but I just think it would be a really nice, classy thing to do to honor the Bay Area where the Super Bowl is being held. But, you know, you articulated it beautifully, and probably can't say any better than how you just said it.
Also, like the
thank you. That's just my opinion. Say again.
It's a 250. It's the 250th anniversary of the country too this year, so you know they're gonna, I know they're gonna have all.
Well, you got to remember this. That you bring up a good point, Mr. Brown, is that our country is a baby, and people forget that. We think we created history, we created monuments, we did. We're a quarter of a millennia old, man. Yeah. You leave the country, you go into places that've been around, you know, BC. You know what I'm saying? And we have a lot to learn, in my opinion. And that's why we need to respect the classics.
Well, the interesting thing too about the United States is that I believe this is like the longest non-changed government in the last so many millennia. You know, like, you know, you have, I mean, I know, like, you have the Egyptians, you know, you have so much there, but there was something specific about our republic. I have to look it up. I'm sorry, I don't have it.
So we're kind of a hybrid, right? We're builders like the Egyptians. We do have some philosophy. We've had great philosophy, great Mark Twain, all these kind of cats that came out of the U.S. as great thinkers like the Greeks. And then we became a war machine like the Romans. And so all of our months are based on Roman stuff. So we still have a lot to learn, and like Desmond Tutu, the Archbishop Desmond Tutu told me, he said, you guys have the best democratic philosophy known to mankind.
Yeah, and on that note,
said, yes, but you got to live up to it.
Okay, and on that note, we're going to go to our last trivia question here. It's more of a riddle. I'm tall when I'm young, and I'm short when I'm old. What am I? Stay with us, Sports Econ 101. We'll be right back with some closing comments. Don't touch that dial.
Do you have Medicare, and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mike McDowd and our special guest, Jamie Williams. Third trivia question. I'm talking fast because we only have so much time. I'm tall when I'm young and I'm short when I'm old. What am I?
Old.
I'm riddled. A candle.
Jeez. Got it. That's pretty good.
I got you.
That's pretty intuitive. I like it.
Jamie, give us your predictions for Super Bowl. Seattle versus New England.
Yes. I think, now again, any given Sunday, right? I think the Seahawks may have it because of the adversity of the Seattle's quarterback. The dude had to, Those dudes are tough, hard. You got a young quarterback. May's a good quarterback, very executes very well. But that Seattle defense, I mean, I watched what they did to the Niners. I'm like, Jesus. So I think the older quarterback, and then Ohio State, they got that Ohio State receiver, can't pronounce his name, but he's unguardable. You know what I'm saying? He's gonna get hits. So I'm leaning towards Seattle.
We have to avenge what happened years ago when New England pulled it out. Remember the interception that the Wilson threw Butler?
We got to have you on again, Jamie. We got to have you on again and talk NIL, college ball.
You guys are cool breeze, man. So absolutely. You let me know, I'll come back. Well, you guys are deep thinkers, critical thinkers, man. As announcers, I don't get that.
I had 6 years of high school. What do you expect? Okay, you ready?
I had seven.
I combined a laxative with alphabet soup. I call it letter rip.
Oh, boy. That's a little visual.
Okay, last night I opened my water bill and my electric bill at the same time. I was shocked. All right, audience.
We got to work on that.
Tune in next week to Sports Econ 101. We're going to be discussing sports topics from a business perspective and asking more trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm Edward Brown. We're wishing you the best.
Good job, Jamie.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. You guys are awesome.